Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Warsler out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Sewell moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair scores. Richards moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Fisher now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dykes scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Marty Hopkins now playing third base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair bunts towards third. Hopkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Richards reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richards scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Markham moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. Warsler strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Markham moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Markham scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 9-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-2, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Taube pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Italo Cellini now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-4 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11. And Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.